If you enjoy this audio and you'd like to support the project, you can now do so and get 50% off an annual subscription to my Patreon, where you get a ton of bonus content plus early access to audio in your podcast feed. All you need to do is go to patreon.com/girlonthenet and use the code WANKER at checkout.
This is Blue Scarf, written by E.L. Byrne and read by me, Cheryl Blue. She wraps the pale blue scarf tightly around my eyes. I can't see anything, and my breath catches. I'm nervous. I trust her. We've talked about this in detail, but now the darkness is upon me. She pulls my arms roughly behind me and secures them with the handcuffs I brought specifically for this purpose. Her hands push me forward until my face touches the rough fibres of the carpet. Then she secures the rope around my ankles. The bands burn as she pulls them tight. I welcome the sensation. I've dreamed about this for days. The darkness prevents me from anticipating what's next, so I'm hyper-focused on any little movement of air, every potential touch. She toys with me. I am there, on the floor, totally for her pleasure. I can't tell where she is standing, but when her fingers lightly touch my hair, I make a guess and lean in her direction. Don't move, my kitten. You know the rules. From the moment the blue scarf wraps around your eyes until I take it off again, this is our scene. You helped me build this moment. Now it's time to trust your instincts and trust me to take care of you in the way we've agreed. Do you agree? Is this what you want, my pet? Yes, Mom. I want this. I trust you. I'm ready. Good. You're such a good little slut. Don't forget your safe word. Let's get started. She reaches down and pulls me up from the floor and roughly pushes me to the bed. I fall to the edge and sit up straight, my arms bound behind me, my breasts push out and my shoulders pull back. She takes advantage of my distended nipples on display for her and she pulls them both hard, pinching them between her thumb and forefinger. A hiss escapes my lips. I quickly clench my lips together. I am not supposed to make noises. Oh, my little slut, was that a noise I heard? She pulls even harder on my nipples, and this time I manage to keep my mouth shut and my noises to myself, though it takes a lot of effort. Now that my nipples are nice and hard and distended, she attaches the clamps. They twinkle lightly as the tiny bells on the end move when I do. The pain is exquisite. I can tell she has moved away by the way the light filters, lights blue and grey, through the gorgeous silk scarf covering my eyes. I hear shifting and moving, and I strain to figure out what she is doing. I know she is back in front of me when the light shifts again and I feel her own sweet, hard nipple pressing against my lips. I take the first and then the other as she offers them to me. Sucking, kissing and licking, the way I know she likes to be touched. Her moans are sweet music to my ears. I love to please her, to make her moan with my touch. But my joy in her pleasure is short-lived, because tonight she will do the touching, torturing me with her not-so-gentle ministrations, leading me where she knows I long to go and need her guidance to bring me to that place of pure bliss. Her hand slowly caresses my neck as she moves up to the nape and threads her fingers into my hair. The pull starts slow and steady, but soon the pain is almost too much for me to stay quiet. But I bear it. I must. I want to. With my neck exposed, her other hand reaches out and caresses my lips. She touches me with the gentle pads of her fingers, then with her long red nails, and finally she pushes her fingers inside, rubbing them against my tongue, pulling my jaw down, exploring without regard to my comfort. The feeling of gagging makes me wetter and wetter until I am moaning and drooling with abandon. She is treating me like the little slut I've always wanted to be, and I want more. Look at you. You're disgusting, my pet. You are only good for one thing. You are holes for me to fill. You are just a vessel for me to toy with, aren't you, my nasty little slut? Through her fingers, which are still exploring my mouth, I manage to gasp. Yes, ma'am. She laughs as she continues to fuck my mouth with her hand, seeing how much she can fit inside, still pulling my hair tightly. She knows the humiliation of having to submit to her, the pain of pulling my hair, and the anticipation of what's to come drive me wild, and she is using this to her advantage. She is using me. As quickly as she starts, she stops. I'm relieved to have a minute to breathe, my face and chest soaked in my own drool, nose running, breathing ragged, but also I am bereft. I want her to touch me, to own me. She leans close to my ear, gently checking in with me by whispering, "My sweet little slut, are you okay? Shall we continue?" "Yes, ma'am, please," I gasp. "I need your touch. Please don't stop." "Very well. Don't move, then." I feel her heat leave my side, and I can hear shuffling and moving around. I have some idea of what might come next, as we discussed it all beforehand, but I am not sure what she will actually do, nor do I know in which order things will progress. The anticipation has me shivering with excitement. I can feel my hot, needy juices pouring out onto the bed cover below me. She comes close to me again. I can smell the beautiful musky scent of her cunt. This is turning her on as much as me, and that thought brings a smile to my face. She roughly grabs my chin. "What are you smiling about, little pet? You won't be smiling for long. Your mouth is going to be too busy." As she finished her sentence, she pulls me back off the bed and onto my knees on the floor. I feel something hard at my lips. It forces my mouth open, and I recognize my favorite of her big, fat strap-ons being shoved deep into my mouth. God, I love riding that thing, and now she's fucking my face with it, using my mouth to own me. I am drooling, tearing up, and gagging as she holds my face close against her stomach, the whole thing jammed into the back of my throat. At my slightest struggle, she loosens me, and I pull back, gasping for breath, smiling. "Oh yes, you are a fucking slut, aren't you? You like being used. You love having your face fucked hard. More?" I could only nod before she thrust the huge dildo into my mouth again, this time pushing me back against the bed, her arms leaning on the mattress and legs spread around me as she pumped her hips back and forth into my face until I needed a break again. She wipes the drool from my face and caresses my cheek. "You did good, my little one, but you are not done being a hole yet. Let's get you back on the bed." This time, she helps me arrange myself, face down, ass up, bound arms still behind my back. She takes a couple of playful swats at my exposed ass, testing the waters maybe. But her hands begin to alternate gentle caress and hard slaps. I never know which one is coming, and the pressure in my cunt is building. She begins to hit me more often than caress, and my ass is burning from the sting. I can't help myself and gasp, "More, please, more, harder." I'm not supposed to talk, so she walks away and grabs the belt. I love and hate the belt. The crack, the sting, the deep red mark it leaves on my ass. I hear it crack in preparation and push my ass back towards her, silently begging to be beaten with it. Each stroke pushes me deeper into that place of calm. Each red stripe causes me to relax into the moment. I breathe deeply. I stop moving. I let my mind float on the crest of each fresh sting. Here we are. Here is where we have been heading this whole time. When she can tell I am totally in the zone and totally hers, she climbs on the bed and pushes that huge dildo deep inside my waiting cunt with one swift thrust. I need it hard, deep, and fast, and when I'm in this state, the feeling of her pumping in and out, hitting my cervix nearly every time, causes me to start clenching before I even realize it. I quickly cry out, "Please, please, may I come?" "Yes, my little slut, now." She doesn't slow down. She doesn't ease her pace. She knows my body. She knows what it is capable of if she pushes me a little. Before long, huge gushes of water are pushing out of me, wetting us both. The force of her continued thrusts pushes the spray of wet liquid back onto our bodies. Now all the relaxed, slow movements are gone, and I am pushing back as hard as she is thrusting in. I scream out as another orgasm racks my body, my cunt clenching over and over in a spasm that feels like it will never end. Maybe it won't, because she hasn't stopped her assault on my cunt. She presses a finger into the edge of my arse and leans down against me, grinding deeper and deeper, going slower now, but the pressure never stops. The feeling of that fat strap-on cock as deep as it can possibly go in my cunt, massaging me deep inside, her slow deep grinding pushes me over the edge one more time. Wave after wave of sensation, of feeling, of emotion flow over me until I am sobbing into the bed, spent, blissful, and unable to move. I'm done. I am completely hers. I hear her breathing change, and her orgasm quickly overcomes her as soon as she knows I have come again. She slowly pulls away from me, releasing the cuffs at my arms and the ropes at my feet. She gently helps me to my side, pulls a blanket over me, and caresses my forehead. She unties the blue scarf, and I can finally see her beautiful face again, looking at me with so much love. She walks away, briefly, but comes back with a glass of orange juice and a warm, wet face cloth. After wiping my tears and kissing my cheeks, she lays behind me. I snuggle in close as she breathes in my ear. "You're the perfect little slut. Rest now, my pet. I love you."
If you enjoyed that, you can find more of E.L. Burn's work at www.lustitude.com. For more from me, please visit cherylsworld.com, and for more audio porn, visit girlonthenet.com/audioporn.